While foreign ministers of 11 countries attending the so-called Friends of Syria meeting pledged to arm the insurgents fighting the Syrian government. At the meeting, the U.S. Secretary of State called for more support for the insurgents in Syria in a bid to end what he calls the imbalance in the unrest. The Qatari Prime Minister Sheikh Hamad bin Jassim Al Thani said arming the insurgents is the only way to achieving peace in Syria. Following the meeting, the pair held a joint press conference pledging to arm the insurgents fighting against the Damascus government.
We have said today very clearly we are going to step up in order to provide the capacity to the SMC and to the Syrian opposition to be able to directly address the situation on the ground. Now, that's as specific as I can be and as I intend to be here today.
Kerry also accused the Syrian government of crossing the red line by using chemical weapons, a claim repeatedly denied by Damascus. Kerry also said, unlike Washington, Russia has reaffirmed that the Geneva talks are the only way to resolve the crisis. The Qatari prime minister, for his part, backed the insurgency in Syria and providing it with arms. Iran and Lebanon reiterate calls for a stop to arms delivery to insurgents fighting the Syrian government. Now they say that this will not help resolve the ongoing crisis in Syria. Instead, it will escalate the violence.
Sending arms to insurgents will not serve the interests of people neither in Syria nor in their region. The move only prolongs the violence in the country. The continued unrest will destroy Syria and its economy. It will destroy the whole region as well.
Western countries claim that they support human rights, but when it comes to Syria, they give weapons to cannibals fighting there to enhance cannibalism.
Lebanese and Iranian foreign ministers were speaking at a joint press conference in Iran's capital, Tehran. Both officials rejected foreign intervention in Syria. Now they said that the ongoing crisis there must be resolved only through diplomacy and dialogue between the opposing sides. The Iranian foreign minister also said that Tehran supports any international meeting that would help resolve the crisis and serve Syria's national interests. Going to switch to New York, joined by author and professor emeritus of Binghamton University, Mr. James Petras. Thank you so much for being with us. Looking at this situation, on the one hand, we have the Americans and the Qataris having a meeting and saying the best road to peace is making sure that the insurgents get more arms and support. And then we see the Iranians and the Lebanese are basically saying that diplomacy will be the only way to bring peace again and security to Syria. What's going on exactly? Why are we seeing what we saw today in Doha?
Well, I think the main problem is Obama's decision to escalate the war in Syria by offering to arm the
Al-Qaeda-led opposition in the military conflict. I don't think there's any basis to think in terms of diplomatic solutions while the armed extremists in Syria refuse to attend a peace conference. They're asking, and Obama is demanding that Assad step aside and hand the government over to the opposition, which is in effect a total surrender, and that is not the basis for any kind of negotiation. So we have to conclude that fundamentally Washington and the Gulf dictatorships are intent on prolonging the war in hopes that they can undermine the government and perhaps provoke a military coup. Now, I think the strategic issue here is after eliminating the independent government in Syria, the strategic target is to surround and attack Iran and Hezbollah in any other independent government, effectively eliminating the Palestinians' principal allies and furthering Israeli goals. So you have several things going here. First of all, the intent of destroying Syria. Secondly, of undermining independent governments like Iran and Hezbollah. Hezbollah is part of the coalition government in Lebanon, and totally undermining Palestinian claims for an independent state.
Well, Mr. Petras, where is the international community, such as the United Nations, which, of course, one would suppose would be involved in this and trying to make sure that the violence is stopped there? We have countries like the United States, like Qatar and others, that are basically involved, as you have just said, basically trying to either promote a coup in an independent country. Where's the outrage from the international community?
Well, I think we have to say that the governments in the United Nations have been pressured, especially by the NATO countries, to go along with this aggressive policy. Now, if you look at it outside of the government circles, if you look at it from the point of view of the European public, and in many ways, the Arab peoples of the world, the Muslim peoples, they're very divided. And I don't think you get the kind of majority support that you find in the United Nations. Okay. The Secretary General, for example, Moon, has been consistently echoing the line of the United States and Israel. And I think this is one of the key reasons why the United Nations has not played a conciliatory role, has not been a major force proposing a peaceful resolution of the conflict. It's okay. It's a tragic situation at this moment.
Well, thank you so much for being with us, Arthur and Professor Emeritus at Binghamton University, James Petras, out of New York.